Lesson 18. Section 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Cigarette?
No, thanks. Not before lunch.
Please have one.
It's a new brand.
I honestly don't feel like one at the moment, thanks.
Dialogue 2.
I believe you take in foreign students.
Yes, if you don't mind sharing.
How much is it?
£9 per week, including heating.
Do you think I could have a look at it, please?
We're having it decorated at the moment. Will Friday do?
Dialogue 3.
I wonder whether the dentist could fit me in early tomorrow.
I'm afraid there's nothing before midday.
How about 12:45?
Sorry, but that's taken too.
Dialogue 4.
I was wondering whether you needed any part-timers.
What were you thinking of?
A hotel job of some sort.
Have you ever done anything similar?
Not so far, no.
There's nothing at present, but look back in a week.
Dialogue 5.
How do you want it, sir?
Just a trim, please.
Would you like it washed?
No, thank you. Just leave it as it is.
Dialogue 6.
Are you being served?
No. What have you got in the way of brown suede jackets, size 42?
Sorry, but we're sold right out.
Are you likely to be getting any more in?
I should think so, yes. If you leave your phone number, I'll ring you.
Dialogue 7.
Eastbourne 54655.
Hello. John here. Can I speak to Mary, please?
Hold the line, please.
Okay.
Sorry, but she's out.
Would you tell her I ran?
I'd be glad to.
Dialogue 8.
486-4459.
Hello. David Black speaking. May I have a word with June?
I'll just see if she's in.
Right, you are.
I'm afraid she's not here.
Could you take a message?
Yes, of course.
Section 2. A. Interview.
Good evening, Miss Malinin. Won't you sit down?
Good evening. Thank you.
Now, I notice you left the Hotel Scandinavia in 1980. What are you now doing in England?
I'm spending a few months brushing up my English and getting to know the country better.
And you want to work in England, too. Why?
I'm keen on getting some experience abroad, and I like England and English people.
Good. Now, I see from the information you sent me that you worked in your last employment for nearly 4 years. Was that a large restaurant?
Medium size for Finland, about 40 tables.
I see. Well, you'd find it rather different here. Ours is much smaller. We have only 10 tables.
That must be very cozy.
We try to create a warm, intimate atmosphere. Now, as to the job, you'd be expected to look after 5 tables normally, though we get in extra staff for peak periods.
I see.
I'm the restaurant manager and head waiter, so you'd be working directly under me. You'd be responsible for bringing in the dishes from the kitchen, serving the drinks, and if necessary, looking after the bills. So you'd be kept pretty busy.
I'm used to that. In my last position, we were busy most of the time, especially in summer.
Good. Now, is there anything you'd like to ask about the job?
Well, the usual question. What sort of salary were you thinking of paying?
We pay our waiters £40 a week, and you would get your evening meal free.
I see.
Now, you may have wondered why I asked you here so late in the day. The fact is, I'd like to see you in action, so to speak. Would you be willing to act as a waitress here this evening for half an hour or so? Our first customer will be coming in, let me see, in about 10 minutes' time.
Well, I'm free this evening otherwise.
Good. And in return, perhaps you'll have dinner with us. Now, let me show you the kitchen first. This way, please.
B. Discussion.
What's the forecast? Are we going to have more snow? And is your mother awake?
Hang on, Dad. The first answer is yes, and the second is no. Let's have a cup of tea.
That's a good idea. Where's Jean? Where's your mother? Jean, how about some breakfast?
Shh! Mother's still asleep, as I've told you.
And what about the twins? Where are Peter and Paul?
They were sick all night. That's why Mum's so tired today. And they're having a birthday party tomorrow, remember?
Another birthday? Helen, look at the clock. It's 8:45. Let's go. We're going to be late.
C. Past mistakes.
May, officer? You're joking.
Come off it, Mulligan. For a start, you spent 3 days watching the house. You shouldn't have done that, you know. The neighbours got suspicious and phoned the police.
But I was only looking, officer.
And on the day of the robbery, you really shouldn't have used your own car. We got your number. And if you'd worn a mask, you wouldn't have been recognised.
I didn't go inside.
Oh, there's another thing. You should have worn gloves, Mulligan. If you had, you wouldn't have left your fingerprints all over the house. We found your fingerprints on the jewels, too.
You mean you found the jewels?
Oh, yes. Where you, hid them. Under your mattress.
My God! You know everything. I'll tell you something, officer. You shouldn't have joined the police force. If you'd taken up burglary, you'd have made a fortune.
D. Monologue.
Why do people play football? It's a stupid game, and dangerous too. 22 men fight for 2 hours to kick a ball into a net. They get more black eyes than goals. On dry, hard pitches, they break their bones. On muddy ones, they sprain their muscles. Footballers must be mad. And why do people watch football? They must be mad, too. They certainly shout and scream like madmen. In fact, I'm afraid to go out when there's a football match. The crowds are so dangerous. I'd rather stay at home and watch TV. But what happens when I switch on? They're showing a football match. So I turn on the radio. What do I hear? The latest football scores. And what do I see when I open a newspaper? Photos of footballers, interviews with footballers, reports of football matches. Footballers are the heroes of the 20th century. They're rich and famous. Why? Because they can kick a ball around. How stupid! Everyone seems to be mad about football, but I'm not. Down with football, I say.
Section 3. Dictation.
Come in. Oh, it's you again, Tom. What have you done this time?
I've cut my finger and it's bleeding a lot.
Let me see, Tom. That is a bad cut. I can clean it and put a plaster on it. But you'll have to see the doctor.